photographers, professors, lovers, and well-wishers of greetings, Kuala Lumpur. This is our first ever event for the year, so welcome everyone.
It's our 18th.
So as Sharon just mentioned, today is our 18th birthday. We were told 17, but
no, I think it's 17.
2005.
I did want to say that today is a very special day for two reasons. Today is also the seventh day of Chinese New Year, which happens to be everybody's birthday, which means I get a birthday, you get a birthday. So anytime you talk about how reading started, you do not say that I've been running it for 18 years since Bernice started it. But I took it over after a couple of years because Bernice's mom was sick. And so it became my adopted child for a little while. No, foster child, I think. And then Bernice said, "You're enjoying yourself. Why don't you continue with it?" And so I adopted the event. So I think about 16 years of doing this. And I'm so happy that we have come through, even through the pandemic, we kept readings going with videos, which are still up on YouTube, which is still great. So congratulations to all you guys as well, writers and supporters of writers. And Sexan, even though he's not here, because Sexan has given us his space for free for almost the whole of that 18 years. The space has changed a little bit. It's got a little more chaotic, but it's still home. Okay, so we love it. All right, enjoy yourselves. When we have a break later on, mix around and get to know new people, because there's always new faces and always people who think that literary types are a little bit sambong. Prove that we're not, and that we're here to have a good time and with words thrown in as well.
To get the show on the road. I forgot to introduce myself. My name is Professor. I am delighted to be your host for this afternoon. For the past few people, a couple of introductory notes for those of you who are meeting for the very first time. You'll hear from a diverse group of readers today. Each reader will get 10 minutes, and we will enforce those 10 minutes very, very strictly by playing you off with Justin Bieber at 1 second past the 10-minute mark. But please do, let us know if you've got longer pieces in mind, and perhaps if there's some space at the end of the afternoon, we can squeeze you in. We'll do about 4 readers to begin with, and then we'll go for a quick break where there will be delightful refreshments, a cake with the aforementioned 17 candles, as well as halal and non-halal drinks for all to enjoy. Up next, ladies and gentlemen, we have Jasmine H. Lowe, who is a course marketing creative technologist who juggles creative escapades as a writer, producer, director, and podcast presenter while caring for her mother, Cheryl, who has early onset dementia and chronic kidney disease. She clinched the Motion Picture Association International Script-to-Screen Pitch Competition in Malaysia. That was the second prize for Kura Manis, a documentary about six Malaysians living in a not-so-sweet world of political change, while one in two battle a non-communicable disease. Born in Penang, she lives in Kuala Lumpur and Sydney. You can find out more about Jasmine at her website, jasminebell.com, but you can hear from her right now. Come on up, Jasmine.
Thank you, Tanisha. I'm only 5 foot tall. Thank you. Good afternoon. How's everybody? Okay, thank you very much, Sharon, for having me and Sumitra. Thank you for the introduction. I'm Jasmine. And I'm recording this session, if you don't mind. I'm a podcaster, so if you'd like to make some noise. These are people in KL, in Seksan KL. Where does my podcast play? Well, anywhere, Spotify. It's really a free country these days in the world of podcasts. You can actually put it up on Anchor, and then you can tune in, you know, from your Apple podcast or Google or Spotify and so on. So I would like to say that I'll be reading two pieces. The first piece is from chapter one of A Work in Progress. It's called Girl Gun Ho, The Coming of Age of a Keyboard Warrior. And I will start with chapter one. The stories in this chapter were written between 1998 and 2015 in and around Kuala Lumpur's Golden Triangle, Jalan Imbi, Jalan Sultan Ismail to Jalan Raja Chulan. It was at that time that the author discovered the KL art scene, nightclubs, and revisited Hicks Road's Beef Ball Noodles, where Shirl used to bring the author. It wasn't quite the same as it was then. An old uncle and a younger one, both dressed in white pagoda t-shirts, knee-length brown pants that were two sizes too large, held up by a brown buckled belt. These men were the masters of midnight diners in the heart of downtown Kuala Lumpur's Bukit Bintang district. Their shack was just about 3 square meters, and within that confine, they would brew up the most delicious wonton noodles, where the most elegant of girls, sweaty from clubbing gear and men in black, would loudly sup and slurp. On that same street, another delicious brew of beef ball noodles, Ngao Kei, would cater to men in suits, ladies 2x2, and our motley crew. Across the road, there was a lady who was tall and toothless. She would befriend taxi drivers and chat with them. I only realized later that it wasn't just a friendly chat, but a negotiation taking place. She had a friend who was sometimes there, sometimes not. And just from where they patrolled, a group of poets and musicians would walk past nonchalant, heading for an open mic gig for a doppelganger or a troubadour show. That row of quaint shop houses along Tengkat Tongshin provided a backdrop, a stage where actors would strut the streets and rehearse their lines to an audience of taxi drivers, soul-searching backpackers, and one-ton slurping executives. Every moment savored, I watched and was lost in search of my very own self. Thank you. Next up, I will read you an episode from a podcast that I've been producing. It's called Listen by Heart. And it started as a passion project, spurred on by International Women's Day 2 years ago, with a goal to record the voices of 99 women with Southeast Asian heritage, sharing stories about their lives, and those of their same DNA who traveled across the South China Sea to share a new life on the land where we stand today, here in Malaysia, my motherland. I wrote this in 2021, and I was so troubled hearing the news report about an Indonesian submarine that sank in April 2021, where 53 human lives were lost. The submarine was carrying out a torpedo firing drill, and in October that same year, 2021, and we were all in lockdown at that time, America's fast attack sub, the USS Connecticut, collided with an unknown object in the South China Sea, with a dozen crew members injured. So there's a lot of things happening under the sea in our region. So this piece is called don't go so busy. Don't go so busy with your phones looking to the West when Western ideals are already insipidly you. I mean, what are your values today, huh? Huh? Or does BTS speak to you more than your tea's gone cold? Don't go so busy with your serial WhatsApp group posting what you ate yesterday in the Western suburbs when so many troops are already in our open waters and 53 died when their old sub broke under 500 meters. Don't go so busy chasing and choosing your cereal, your toothpaste, while listening to that Joe Rogan on your AirPods, washing your brains with hashtags not even relevant to you. Oh wait, it's now hashtag stop Asian hate. Don't go so busy running a million miles. Yes, miles we were once before the meter, because you're just feeding the big brother, watching your every movement, even your fittest of bits on your Fitbit. Wait, I hear Singapore pays you 188 a year with your daily 10,000 steps hit. Don't go so clever posting pics of your every meal, your lunch, your dinner, your piece of keto liver, your every calorie saved, your fitness pal, my fitness pal. Who cares? Don't go so crazy, like, do research here, research there, research here, wondering which vaccine won't give you clots when your blood is already thickened by sucralose, sorbitol, maltodextrin, even in baby's formula, and every sweetener in the world that has ever seen, you see those red dots? Yes, it's keratosis pilaris, as that TikTok MD says, but why is this a new normal, doc? Aya, don't go la, just sit back, relax. Drink your teh tarik, make it kurang manis, eat your roti dipped in dal and sambal, but so much carbs liao. Ditch the kway tiao, turn on the news at the mama. But wait, cannot be. Is that Anne Lee on TV? Are we back in 1993? Thank you. This is a woke prose. Woke. As there are those who are wagging dog's tails. Don't know what that means. Google lah, wag the dog's tail. It means make it look so busy, right? You look in your TV until you don't see, and then you walk, boom, fall into the lockdown. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jasper. So, that's your turn. You're getting invited back. Next up, Paul Johnson, who is a people born writer.